Yivamis Perek Yud Mishnah Dalad. Midei Dabri, then the last few Mishnayis, Lagabi the Heter of an Isha to get married when there's some type of Eidus that her husband died. And what happens, Achman al Tzlan, in the one in a million that her husband comes back. So we have over here another case of a Holach, Lemdina Sayom, where somebody got married, but in a different context, not Eishes Ish. Mishaholko Ishte Lemdina Sayom. His wife went Lemdina Sayom. So Ruve Nebuch is stuck here. Not that he could get married to another wife, but he's waiting for his wife. They come and they tell him that his wife died. Now, uba'u, we had before, ba'u could mean two edim. It happens to be that by an eshes ish who's waiting, who's an aguna, over there, mishumi guna akilu barabonon, even ed echod, like we said, is nemun. What's over here? So here's a discussion. You look at the Teis Yomtiv and the Tveitz Yisrael. They bring that it's actually a machloikis. The Beis Yosef brings this in Evan Ezra, Simon Tezvov, a machloikis in Rashi and Tosis, the Rav Magid. What over here we're talking about? Because if you think about it, Pnei Guna Akilu Barabon, by a woman, Nebuch, if she's married, she's not going to be able to get married again. Him, he could get married. What are you going to say? Bizman Azer, Chem Der Ben Ugeshen, we can't get married. Lamaisev, his wife disappeared without a trace. After a while, they're going to write him out a Hetamer Rabbonon, and he will be able to get married. So there's no din that you have to be making with an Eid Echud. Now, it happens to be that who he wants to marry over here is an Issa Deraisa. Because look what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the case of Meso Ishtecho V'Noso Sachoiso. The Shidduch that he had of his wife, Nebuch, passed away, is his wife's sister. She's an Issa Deraisa, Chavik Krisis. She's only Muteres if his wife died. There's no heter over there, Lisa Isha Alishtoi. So, Imishum the Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom, there wouldn't be Matar al Pi Eid Echod. They'll write him out of Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. They'll write him out, I'm sorry, Heter Meir Rabbonon, and then he'll be able to get married again. Imishum marrying his wife's sister, it's the only Shidduch in the world. So, for that, you need to aid him. Im Timtzaloyma, which the Rav points out, maybe Eid Echod should be Nemon, because since you're not being Matar and Eishes Ish, so then it's not a Dovah Shebe'erva. Being matter this fellow to get married again, it's not a Dovah Shebe'erva. He's allowed to get married, Mi'ikra Adin. Marrying the sister is not being matter in Eishes Ish L'shuk. Being matter him to get married to her sister, you're not being matter in Erva that was before. But since there's a Chazoka, that he's Becheskas Isser, so here what kicks in is another sugi that we have in the beginning of this parak, Parak Yishar Rabba. And that is that even though Eid Echod Nema Bi Surim, but Eid Echod is not Nemon, Kineged is Chazik Isura. And this is not only by Arayah situations, this is even Lamoshal, if an Eid Echod wants to be made that wine in a factory, kosher wine, a guy broke in the middle of the night and made all the wine Yayin Esach, an Eid Echod won't be believed on that, because the wine is Becheskas Heter, we have an assumed status of Heter Befoneinu, and Eid Echod can't undo that. Eid Echod could only undo, let's say, to say that he's shechted, because biyodei is shechted. But a regular Eid Echod b'mokim is chazik heteru, or b'mokim is chazik isura. This is a sugi over here, no Yisharab, it's also a sugi in Gittin, Daf, Beis, and Beis. Eid Echod is not Nemon. So, Mameli, you need to aid him. Not al Zayn Dov Shabbat Mishnayim, but because of Eid Echod with his chazik isura, you need to aid him. To say that this fellow who's becheskas, not allowed to marry his sister-in-law, is now allowed to marry her, needs to aid him. On that, there's no takonim shumiguna kilobarabon, like we explained. So you need to aid them. Others tiny that no. Once they gave a heter on Misa Sabal, Misa Soisha, they will matter that also. That's the machlokes Hashem that the Beis Yosef brings. The Mishnah says over here, so what happened? He married his sister-in-law. V'achar kach bos ishtoi, his wife showed up, Nebuch. Chavi krisus. Now, there's no din of a soita, insofar as a man who lived with his sister-in-law Shalakadin. If a man, Rachman al-Tzlan, was zinsa with his sister-in-law, it doesn't make him also with his wife. It just means Kedushin is not tevis in his sister-in-law, it's chavik krisus. He has to do a big piece of tshuva, but lamaisi he's allowed to go on living with his sister-in-law, with his wife. So muteres lachzaloi. Hu muter b'kroivo ishniyo, u shniyo muteres b'kroivov. He has no legal relationship with the sister-in-law. He was mizana with her. Therefore, since there's no relationship between the two of them, there's no din that just because they ki'ilu were married, but lamaisa was a mistake, was chavik krisus, So that does not create any isser on him marrying any of her relatives. Now, generally speaking, two sisters, he's not allowed to marry many of her relatives because it's his wife's sister. He's not allowed to marry them else's wife. But in a case where it's a relative which is shaykh to the sister-in-law, not to the wife, he'd be allowed to marry because he has no relationship with the sister-in-law. That's what's called Beloshna Mishnah, who mutter b'kroivoy shnia. He's allowed to marry the kroivoy of the shnia, of the sister-in-law. Ushnia muteres b'kroivov. She's allowed to marry to his kroivoy. There's no relationship between them. V'mesa rishoyna. If his wife dies, his proper wife, it's not rishoyna and shnia, it's his proper wife and the one who he thought was married to him. So then mutter b'shnia. Again, there's no din soita because he lived with her b'issa. The fact that he was boiler doesn't create a chalois din. He was boiler pnuyo. She's not a soita. She's a woman who did naveri. He's a man who did naveri. That's all. They both need to bring a common chatos. Omruloi meso ishtecho. A different case. They ate him, tell him. Your wife died. Venosas achoisa. The same thing. Vachakach omruloi kayemes hoiso vameso. We had a variation of this in Mishnah Gimel. They told him, Richtig, when you got married, you were married be'issa, but lemaisa. Your wife died eventually. So, Havlada Rishon Mamzer. Rishon over here means, like we said in Mishnah Gimel, means the child that was born when his sister-in-law was Chayve Krisus, before his wife died. V'ho'achrin, the second one, after his wife died, is kosher. It's Dovah Pashut. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Kol she poysel al yidei acherim, poysel al yidei atzmoi. What does this mean? The case that the Gemara explains this Mishnah with is Alpia Gansa Braisa. Here's the case. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, are married to Rachel and Leah. One couple went Lumdina Seyam. But what was unusual was, it wasn't one couple, Reuven, that's married to Rachel. It was a husband with his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, who's married to his brother. Double in-laws, two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven went with Rachel, the wife of Shimon, his brother, went to Mizin Seyom. Aiden come back, in the context that we're talking about, they say that they died. Muhammad, catastrophe, they're dead. So, there's a second brother over here, Nebuch, just sat Shiva for his wife and for his brother. There's Nebuch, a woman over here, who sat Shiva for her sister and for her husband. They marry each other. They try to pick up the pieces. The only one little problem. Later on, the two come back. So now, let's play out. Over here, we already have a scenario of a bo alachois ishtoi. He married his wife's sister. The fact that he thought that he wasn't married anymore was not a problem. You're allowed to marry two women. But he married his wife's sister. It's chayvei krisus. But her problem is another problem. It's more than just chayvei krisus of a sister-in-law. She's a soita. She has the din of the first three mishnayos in this perek, the sister-in-law, because she thought her husband was dead and she relied on the edim, and now the halacha states him is there. So she has to, obviously, she's not married to her second husband, who was her husband's brother, A, because she's an eshes ish, B, because it's eshes ach. So it's Chavi Krisus and Chavi Misa. So Avada, she has to be Yoitzim Mizeh Mizeh. And now the shaila is on the one who's married, that really his wife came back. He was Bo B'shoigeg Alachois Ishtoi. L'choi, he should be able to go back to his wife, which is the din that we just had in Mishnah Dalit. So comes along Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says like this. In the case that we're describing, there's a complication. What happens if, like we said, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and it wasn't a couple that went, L'mdina Seyom, it was Shimon together with Eshes Reuven, together with Leah, Eshes Reuven. They're the ones who went. It's possible to say that Reuven married Leah, his wife, b'tnai, you could always do an erusin, b'tnai that it ends up being in the suin. If we don't end up actually being married, starting married life together, then we'll say that the kedushin l'mafre is bottle. Tonight, you can make any tonight in the world. You can make a tonight on that too. If Leah was only me'ureses to Reuven, so it comes out that if she disappeared, if she died, then the kedushin is bottle, like we just said. It was a tonight. And then Reuven now marrying his wife's sister, Rochel, was Kedasu Kedin. So Meli has to give her a get. If he gives her a get, he can't go back now to marry his wife, the one who he intended to marry. That's the one who he really wanted to marry before she disappeared. He wanted to marry Leah. So because of that possibility, we don't allow the situation to unfold that he could take back Leah. But that's only a chash if Leah was his arusa. If Leah was his nesua, that's close, no t'nai, if there'll be a nesua. There wasn't a nesua, they were married, they were living together. So now it's clear that Reuven and Leah are married. It's clear that he can't marry Rachel until Leah dies. There's no need for a get. There's no need for a get. So now he can go back to marry his wife when it turned out that his wife was really alive. The wording over here is a little bit not so simple, but that's the Gemara learns this out from a Braisa. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Kol shepoisel al yedei acherim, Reuven passels b'shvil acherim, that means he assers Rochel on her husband, because kivyochel it's possible to say that Rochel was married to him because it was really only a tenai in the kedushin with Leah. So now he can marry Rochel. So because of that, he can asser Rochel on his brother, because Rochel won't be able to go back to his brother if she needs a get, because it'll be the brother of his legal wife. So because he'll be able to pass like now, he can't go back to his wife. It's a little bit of an interesting way of saying it. Whenever it's klar that there's no paslos, that means he thought he was married to his sister-in-law, but he didn't know that his wife was still alive. So he's not pasling not his sister-in-law and not his wife. And then he can go back to his wife. That's the pshat over here in this Mishnah. Mishnah Hey. Omru Loi, they said to him, this Mishnah is going to be pure cheshbon, Pasha, just cheshbon out cases. Mesa Ishtacha, they told him, Mesa Ishtacha, v'noso achoyse me'ovio. He married her sister, but it's only her sister from her father. There's no nafkmin in that. It's the same chayvi krisus. Ochio, achoyse me'ovio, me'imo, from both, same chayvi krisus. But Lamaisa, his wife is dead, so he thought. So he married her sister, her half-sister. Mesa, they then told him that his second wife, his first wife who died, half-sister, now she died too. V'noso achoyse me'imo. Married the second wife's sister from the mother, which means that wife number one and wife number three, in his mind's wife number three, because now he thinks that his first wife died, his second wife died, are not related to each other. The middle one was a half-sister to both. Mesa, wife number three died, v'noso achoyse me'ovio, he married her sister from the father. So wife number four is not related to wife number two, but she is related to wife number three. She's the sister of wife number three. Mesa, wife number four died, v'noso achoyse me'imo, he married number five. Number five is related to number four, but not to three. No, what happened? Just to make life interesting, v'nimtzu kulan kayomos, all of them are alive. All the information was off. So who could he marry? He can't be married to all of them because there are sisters here. Who is he married to? The first one he was married to, de facto, he was married to the first one. That was without any mistakes. The second one, obviously, he was bala b'shoigeg, but he's not married to her because it's chavi krisus. The third one he could be married to. The third one is married to is related to the second one, but not to the first. The fourth one is out because he made a ma'aseh kedushin on the third one. But chamishis, he could also be married to the fifth one because she's related only to the fourth, not to the third. Upoitris sarasam. They're all considered being married to Reuven. Reuven was the one who thought that he lost four wives, and he ended up the fifth, and it turns out he has three wives. One, three, and five. Two and four are out. But Lamaise, if he dies, his brother could be miyabim any one of these three, and the other two will be together with them the Zika, their potals, tzorzem. V'oser, b'shnir b'reviz, he can't marry the second and the fourth, because they were sisters of wives that he was married to. V'en b'yas achas mem p'teres tzoroso, being boil either one of them, if Shimon, his brothers, boil either one of these two, no shaykhis. The two are not related to Shimon, and they're not married to Reuven b'chol. V'mbo ala shnia la'acha misa sarishoino. What happens with a different variation? His first wife Taka died, But he was Baal Ashniya after the first one died. So then the second one he was married to. The way we said the second one he wasn't married to. He was married to 1, 3, and 5. But if he ended up being married to number 2, so then Mutter B'Shniya B'Revis, who paid to Tzarasayim, but also B'Shlishes B'Chamishes. 3 and 5 he's not married to. It just switches over. V'Embias Achas Mem, Poiteres Tzorotso.